room. That was my child. It's good advice, I think. So obviously that's what I'm saying the most of, clean your room. Just shows the messy one. All right, so if you are a mum, please come forward and we're going to have our pastors come and pray for all the mums. So come on up if you are a mum. You want to disinfect this? Sorry.
I don't want to get sick.
Yeah, I know. Can someone clean the mic for it? I'm sick.
Just while you're all coming up the front. So we're going to explain a little bit that's going on at the front with some seeds and little cards. But this, the gift this year is a little scrunchy and it's formed into a little flower. And it says, Happy Mother's Day. And it's from Luke 8:15 that says, But the seed on good soil, because our whole month is healthy soil, but the seed on good soil stands for those with a noble and good heart who hear the word, retain it, and by persevering produce a crop. So what we saw in that very well put together video, Deanna, was just little seeds that mothers have planted along the way. Seeds. Every single one of us has something that somebody's planted in us along the way. So this is a flourishing seed and it's become a scrunchie. So this is your gift. So, and then also, I don't know if we've got them, but the kids are going to come up and they've actually made something for their mums in kids' church. So you'll be receiving that if your child's in kids' church as well. Jess has got her hand up, so she's looking for the kids from kids' church. And Pastor Elton is going to pray over all the mums.
Before I do, just for photo opportunity, can we get some of the mums on the stage? Just so we can... If you can... Oh, there we go, here we go, here we go. There it is. Come right in the middle. Come to the top.
Hello, child.
This is where it ends. We all got presents? There's which way, to the left? Can the back row just move towards me a little bit? Yeah. Stay there. Still got to pray. How wonderful it is to see all these mums, hey? The world is an amazing place because of you guys. I'm just going to pray a blessing over you guys. So, church, let's stretch out our hands to these amazing people. Thank you, Father, for the gift of motherhood. A role filled with love, compassion, and devotion. We lift up all our C3 Stand mothers to you on this Mother's Day. We thank you for their unique gifts, strengths, and unwavering love. We pray for their strength, their well-being, and health, and may they be surrounded with love on this special day. We also pray for mothers who have lost children and for the ones who have lost mothers. Ask that you speak peace and healing into their hearts. Thank you for all the mothers and spiritual mothers who have mentored and guided us, especially those who have memories are forever etched in our hearts. This we pray in the name of Jesus. Amen. Thank you very much. Let's give it up for these amazing mothers.
Okay, so we're just going to take a few minutes. This is going to be really strict in these few minutes. This is where you're going to be able to grab some food and then come and sit down. This is going to be quick. So we're going to make an orderly line because we're orderly people. And we're going to, in our greeting time while we're saying hello to each other, grab a plate, grab some food and come and sit down. And then And there's also a gluten-free table on the side Nonna made. Thank you, Nonna, and everybody who made a dish on this table. It looks amazing. We always do such an amazing feast. It's amazing. Anyway, thank you for everybody who's done that. So, yes, let's go.
No.
Maybe a couple more minutes, you reckon? Okay, I think a couple more minutes. But while we are doing the couple more minute thing, a 1 minute thing, we have a birthday in the house. Tracy, happy birthday. Happy birthday, Tracy. If I was a singer, I'd be singing to you, but happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Tracy. Happy birthday. Hope you have a great day. Oh, Tracy, happy birthday. Also, if you have ordered our stand merch, that sounds so cool. If you ordered our jumpers and our t-shirts, they are available for you after service. And if you, I think Michaela was wearing one on stage this morning. Yes, she is. She's representing. She's wearing the hoodie. And if, so was Deanna? No? Okay, and so if you would like t-shirts, so Summer and Harry as well representing. If you would like t-shirts or hoodies, please come and see Pete after service. Otherwise, if you have ordered, he has your order. All right, so I might as well start. We have an exciting dedication this morning. Little Isaiah, he's so cute. He's at the back. He is 8.5 months old. I know, he's so cute. So Isaiah John Allegretta. I said that right. Did I say that right? Yeah, family saying yes. And we have family and friends here from both sides here this morning. So we just want to welcome you to C3 Stand this morning. I remember just before we get them up, while people are still getting some food, I remember when we were all waiting to hear that Sharina had given birth. So Sharina had moved over here 2 years ago. Have you moved over here 2 years ago? And so just want to say to the Allegretta family, just on behalf of Sharina's family as well, just thank you for welcoming her. Because it's so hard to actually come to another country as well as into another family, try to settle in, and now also have a baby. Just all of that, settling into being a wife, settling into being a mother, settling into another country, that's so tough all on its own. So I'm just going to say thank you on behalf of you, Sharina, on behalf of your family, just for helping you settle in and just being kind to you and being kind to you as you have become a mother. So I just wanted to add that in there. But I remember that when we were all waiting to hear that Sharina had gone in on Thursday and was going to give birth. She didn't give birth until Saturday. So 44 hours of labor, barely any sleep. And Nathan, I heard, was sort of in arm's length of this hospital bed of this lady in labor. And he learned very quickly not to fall asleep next to somebody who is in labor when you're in arm's length, very, very quickly. So baby Isaiah was born, and once he was settled, we all got this message that said, our greatest adventure has just begun. And I'm sure that adventure already includes less sleep, more coffee. They've got a great coffee machine. More coffee and discovering how a tiny human can take over the entire house. They have an immaculate house. And so we were saying soon enough, he could get a texter and go all over these walls. And that'll be interesting to see Nathan's reaction when that happens. We all want to be a fly on the wall when that happens. But this adventure also includes endless cuddles and love bigger than they've ever imagined. So I'd like to invite Nathan, Sharina, and Isaiah to the stage, please.
Oh, look at how cute he is. So cute. Look at that face.
Oh, you could just stare at him this whole time. So I feel very honored that we're dedicating him this morning. Oh, look at his outfit. Okay, I will focus. All right, Mark 10:13-16 tells us, some parents brought their children to Jesus so he could touch and bless them. But the disciples scolded the parents for bothering him. When Jesus saw what was happening, he was angry with his disciples. He said to them, let the children come to me, don't stop them. For the kingdom of God belongs to those who are like these children. I tell you the truth, anyone who doesn't receive the kingdom of God like a child will never enter it. Then he took the children in his arms and placed his hands on their heads and blessed them. Jesus doesn't want these children to grow up. He doesn't make them grow up before he loves them, values them, and blesses them. He loves children. And we believe that children are gifts from God and that the Lord has committed them to their parents so they can be cared for and protected and trained and raised up in God's glory. So this morning, Nathan and Sharina are publicly acknowledging their responsibility to nurture Isaiah in the ways of godliness according to God's word. Dedications are commitments from the parents. Oh! Oh, you're not happy. Sorry. Dedication is a commitment from the parents to dedicate their child to the Lord, teaching them the ways of God through their life before us as witnesses. And we love this time at C3 Stand because we get to witness you guys saying it, but we also get to partner with them and stand alongside them, saying that we will pray for them, we will walk alongside them, and we will stand with them at C3 Stand. So when asking Nathan and Sharina,
what the name Isaiah John meant to them. The description was, Isaiah means salvation of God. They both liked the name, and they both said it was unique and no one around them had it. And John, his middle name, is after Nathan's grandfather. In Scripture, Isaiah was a prophet who carried the message of hope, promise, and faithfulness of God. What a powerful name to speak over a child, that he would always know the saving grace, love, and purpose of God. So the overarching scripture for this family, when asking them, comes from Proverbs 3, 5 to 6. It says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, submit to him and he will make your paths straight. So in front of your family, friends, and church family, we dedicate Isaiah with prayer that his life would always be anchored in trust, and through every season he would know the faithfulness, guidance, and salvation of God leading his path. So today I ask you, as you dedicate Isaiah to the care and protection of God, through Proverbs 22:6, it says, train up your child in the ways of the Lord, and he shall not depart from them. Do you commit yourselves to this amazing privilege? So I'm going to ask you, and you're going to say, I do. So do you commit yourselves to this amazing privilege and responsibility as parents to raise Isaiah in a way that he will come to trust in Jesus, honor God, and help others, living this way as examples yourself, inside and outside of the home, because what we model is more caught than taught?
I do.
Okay, and will you commit to Scripture, Deuteronomy 6, 5 to 9, which says, you shall love the Lord God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your might. And these words that I command you today shall be on your heart. You shall teach them diligently to your children and shall talk to them when you sit in your house and when you walk by the way, and when you lie down and when you rise. You shall bind them as a sign on your hand, and they shall be as frontlets between your eyes. You shall write them on your doorposts, on your house and on your gates. Will you commit to this?
I do.
Church, your turn. We know it takes a village to raise a child, and we get to support them, love them, pray for them, be with them, walk alongside them. So today I ask, do you make a commitment to pray for this couple, to walk alongside them, to be family with them, supporting them, encourage them, and helping Nathan and Sharina as they raise Isaiah in a way too that will pursue Christ always? All right, let's hold out our hands, and I'm going to grab Pastor Elton to come up and pray over Isaiah and over the both of you. Oh, now he stops. You got here?
How amazing is this family? We got to spend some time with him yesterday, and I tried to hold him, and then he cried. Then I tried again, and he cried. I said, you only have two chances with me. Maybe, can we try again? Let's do it. Third chance. Don't cry.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jesus. Oh. Here we go. Today we thank you, Heavenly Father, for the gift of Isaiah, and in agreement, we dedicate him to you. We trust you with his life, knowing you love him more than we do. May your hand be upon him all the days of his life. May he grow to know you, trust you, and walk in your ways.
Yeah.
Protect him, guide him, and fill his life with your grace and peace. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. And the Lord, we pray for Nathan and Sharina. Give them wisdom, strength, and unity as they raise Isaiah. May their home reflect your love, your presence, and your faithfulness. And may Isaiah see you through his eyes. We lift this family to you and bless them in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
what you want to hold. And this is the certificate. So, and if you want to take where the photos. No, you can take a photo now. Okay. And we'll take a photo.
Just, I don't know if family wants to take a photo of them. Just them. If.
Here she comes.
Congratulations, guys. Ah, must be something about this stage when we do dedications. Oh, no, he's quiet. It's the smiling too. It's the stage. He's so beautiful. It's precious the way children view life, the way children have so much wonder, the way children love, the way children forgive, the way children see. And I think if we just had like a part of that, because sometimes we can, we were talking about the condition of the heart last week, and sometimes we can go through life and we carry so many things with us. And the way children let go of things, the way children can forgive, the way children can love, the way children can see. And Jesus loves children. And he says to come to him as a child. So we can learn so much from children and the way children love. Today is such a beautiful day. It's a beautiful day. It can be a hard day. It can be a tough day. It can be a sad day for many that are here. And those emotions that people feel, people can have a mum and still feel it, can be a mum and have had losses. There's so many different emotions that especially go through this particular day. So if you are one of those people that are going through those emotions, I pray that Jesus walks with you. I pray that you feel him. I pray that you see him. And I pray that you know that you are heard, that you are known, and that you are seen. Because he says, I see you. And I pray that you know that you are seen. Mother's Day marks a really special day for us, the actual day. So some of you know a bit of our story, some of you don't. But Mother's Day 21 years ago, Elton and I were an unmarried couple with a four-month-old, and there was no way I was getting Elton to church. Not a Christian couple, very broken couple, and lots of stuff going on in our lives. And I knew from a previous encounter with God that my family depended on knowing God. And so when Elton said to me on Mother's Day 21 years ago, you can do anything you want to do. What do you want to do on your first Mother's Day? I was like, I just want to go to church. It was the only thing I wanted to do, because it was the only time I was going to be able to get him to go to church. Whether he was, he didn't want to. I didn't want to say whether he wanted to or not, because he didn't want to. And there was no other way I was going to get him there. So 21 years ago on Mother's Day, we rocked up to church. Hard road from there, but our life changed on that 21 years ago. And that was a seed that was placed in our family. That was a seed placed in our girls. And healthy soil on the Freedom to Flourish theme of our year is what we're speaking about this month. Healthy soil is needed for something to grow, but sometimes there's seeds just planted that just are there for when it's ready to pick up. And there was a seed planted in me years before that. That was picked up then, that was a seed that was planted in my family for so many years later to come. So these seeds, once you plant them,
need firstly soil, watering, and take time to grow. Elton's our indoor plant person. If you come to my house, I've got indoor plants everywhere. People will ask me, how do you keep them alive? I have no idea. I don't keep them alive. When Elton is a plant person. And when Elton went to the Philippines, I did nothing with them. Yes, I know, he's got a big job ahead of him at the moment. And I like looking at them, but I do nothing with them. And sometimes seeds can be planted in us and we like them, but we do nothing with them. And if we do nothing with them, they either die or they lay dormant or nothing happens with them. And my mum came over one day and she goes, when Elton was away, do you want me to water these plants? No, no, no. Elton watered them. He was in the Philippines. So he comes back and he goes, why didn't no one water my plants? I was like, I don't know, mum, off it. But sometimes it'll take us 40 years to get around something rather than the 11 days. Because sometimes we'll leave a seed, and every single one of us is here because there's a seed that's been planted. Every single one of us, regardless of our childhood, regardless of the type of parenting you had, regardless of where you're sitting at in life, you're here because there's a seed that's been planted in you. You're here because somebody prayed for you, spoke to you, something. There's a seed that's been planted. And Luke 8:15, which is what's on the flourishing flower scrunchies over there, but the seed on good soil stands for those with a noble and good heart who hear the word, retain it, and by persevering produce a crop. And that video was cute with whoever was on it. But it represented these seeds that have always been planted. There's something that somebody has said to you along the way. There's something that somebody's planted in you that has you to where you are. We are not the way we are by ourselves. Our childhoods, where we're standing, the sadness that we feel on this day, the grief that we feel on this day, they're all relevant. They all mean something. But we have an opportunity for us to plant seeds. We have an opportunity for us to be mentors. We have an opportunity for us to plant, to pray, to nurture, to love, to encourage, just the same as somebody has done for us. We have those opportunities. Each one of us are sitting here because of something like that. It's either a friend or a family. We don't become who we are alone. And Mother's Day can hold so many emotions. Some of it's celebration, grief, gratitude, disappointment. But motherhood in the kingdom is bigger than biology. It's bigger than biology. The family of Jesus is filled with people who saw one another, who see people. And today it's about recognizing the power that's sown into people's lives and how we can sow into each other's lives. And because of people that are living in each other's lives, we have someone who's encouraged us, prayed for us, believed in us, stayed, showed up, and showed us Jesus. And even if you didn't have an unhealthy upbringing, if you did or if you didn't. Because sometimes we can actually sit there and go, well, my family's this, or I was brought up like this, and they're real hurts. And God puts people in our pathways to help us with that. But ultimately, he puts himself. Because he says, I make all things new. And he helps us with our hope. He helps us with our identity. He helps us with our belonging. He says, you've come into my family. So now I make all things new. So these are the seeds I'm planting in you. I give you a new identity. I give you a new purpose. I give you grace. So some of us are here because Jesus planted that seed and in barren places and never let us go. Some of us are here for that particular reason. And then we get to be adopted into this family. And because of that, we don't stay where we are. We get to encourage. We get to nurture. We get to pray. We get to speak into. We get to embrace. We get to get somebody else to belong. We get to see somebody else. The reason why when I got to that point 21 years ago to come to church was because when I was a teen, and I was a troubled teen, and my mum came to me and said, you need to go get a job. I don't care what job you get, just get a job. You need to get a job. And I remember where I was on that couch, and she said to me, I need to go get a job. So then I only had had a bit of an experience of working casually in a bakery in some supermarket. So then I thought, well, I don't know how to go get a job. So back in the day, there was yellow pages. There's no yellow pages these days. I don't know, but there was a book. Is there still yellow pages? Corey's saying, yes, there is. Okay, so everybody uses their phone these days, but there was a book. that had all the businesses. The white pages has the residential numbers, the yellow pages has the business numbers. So I went through every bakery in the yellow pages until somebody employed me. And so I rang every bakery. I was very conscientious, right? So I rang and this lady just gave me a job out purely out of the initiative of calling bakeries through the yellow pages. But it was God, because she gives me a job and I was calling in sick. I was making up lies why I wasn't going. I was all sorts of things why I wasn't going to work. And her husband, which we're close now, but her husband wanted to get rid of me. Her husband wanted to fire me. She was a Christian lady and she saw something in me that I didn't see. And she didn't sack me. And she walked with me and she talked to me. And she used to sit there and just play guitar and sing Christian songs to me. And she used to just let me, like she was a Canadian lady. And I don't know if you know many Canadians, but for me, knowing her, Canadians are very forthright, they're very straight. She didn't let me get away with anything. So she told me what she thought, which was quite brutal sometimes. But she still walked with me, prayed with me, sowed seeds with me. I ended up managing her store, which was my first managing role. And she ended up in her mid-50s going, because you're doing that, I'm going to go off and learn how to be a kindy teacher. So she went to go study in her mid-50s and became a kindy teacher. She was a beautiful lady. Anyway, this lady saw something in me that I didn't see in me. And they were sowing seeds because she sowed seeds in me that she didn't even know what she was sowing. That's what happens with Jesus. He sees people that people don't see. He sows into people that we would walk by, that we would go, there's no hope there. Or, this is what they're doing, I can't be bothered with them. I'm over them. I'm sick of them. I've given them chances over chances over chances over chances. I've had enough. They don't listen to me. They've done this to me. I had every reason why she should have fired me, every reason she should have let me go. But she saw something beyond, and she didn't let me go. She had no idea she was planting seeds of worth, seeds of faith, seeds that maybe a life could become something different to where it was headed. And some of us are here today because someone saw you. I'm saying women because it's Mother's Day, but it could be anybody, but a mother, a grandmother, a sister, a mentor, a youth leader, a boss, a co-worker, a friend, a pastor. Someone who's sown into your life, someone who you can sow into life. 2 Timothy 1:5 says, I am reminded of your sincere faith, which first lived in your grandmother Lois and in your mother Eunice, and I am persuaded now lives in you also. Paul reminds Timothy that faith travels through generations. It lived in Lois, then Eunice, then Timothy, and that's a legacy. And legacies aren't just things we leave on earth when we die. Legacies are things that when we're adopted into Jesus' family, we get to leave into people's lives. It's not, oh, well, I don't have children, so therefore I don't leave a legacy. Therefore, I don't have anybody to leave seeds into. Who does God place in front of your face? Who is in your life that you can sow seeds into? Who do you see that you can sow a seed into you? Who can you celebrate that's sown a seed into you? We don't just leave it at what we see as an earthly something that doesn't fit our mold, and so then we go, okay, it didn't work, and so then we don't do. Jesus adopted us into family. So then how do we actually do this seed and grow it? How do we water it? Legacy is what we sow into people while we're still alive. And not everybody in this room is a mum, and not everybody in this room's had healthy parents. But everybody in this room can leave a healthy legacy of encouragement through prayer, through consistency, through showing up, through seeing people the way Jesus sees them. Every single one of us can do it. Every single one of us. A great example we've been talking about, Hezekiah. Hezekiah, through our Freedom to Flourish, how he turned one person, turned a whole nation of people around to worship God. He tore down idols, he opened the temple, he turned everything around so this whole nation group would turn and worship God. He had a wicked father. Everybody around him wasn't serving God. But scripture said his mum was a prayerful lady, and so was his grandfather. It doesn't mean that you need to have your family that was praying for you, but you're here because of a seed of something. There's a seed of someone that's sown into you. There's a seed. There was someone either praying for you or God had a call on your life, and this is the reason why you're here. So to just be here on a Sunday morning and say, oh, well, I'm just here. You're not just here. You're not just here. One life changes the direction of the entire people group. Never underestimate what can happen through a praying mum, through a praying grandmother, a faithful mentor, a person who can keep, a person who keeps sowing but doesn't see it yet. One person changes the direction of an entire people group. One person. There's 2.5 billion people in this world who do not have access to the gospel and do not hear the gospel. 2.5 billion people. One person changed the whole nation of people group to worship the Lord. 2.5 billion people are in this world who do not hear the gospel. This is not about us coming just on a Sunday morning and then going, okay, this is my life. This didn't work out. This hasn't worked out. This hasn't gone to plan. This is what I wanted. I'm not negating what you're feeling and what you're going through. But there's 2.5 people who don't even know the gospel, don't know the good news of Jesus, don't know who he is. What are we doing? How are we sowing those seeds? How are we reaching those people? Some seeds that we've been talking about go underground before they bloom. But hidden doesn't mean dead. It doesn't mean dead. So someone's sown seeds into you. We talked last week about the promise that's been given to you. There's been a promise. There's been a seed. Start watering it. Start watering it. Don't give up praying for your children. Don't give up praying for your prodigals. Don't give up praying for whatever God has put in your heart to pray for your families, for people that don't know the Lord. Don't stop praying for them. Don't stop praying for them. Hezekiah changed a whole nation. Don't stop praying for them. So the question today is, who do you see? Who are you investing into? Who around you has potential, carrying potential, that they don't even see it, but you see it, that you can invest into? Who around you? Because the kingdom of God grows the seeds. But he uses us. He uses us. It could be a conversation or a prayer or just a kind word. But he uses us. That lady, that my old boss, I grew with her. She got to, in all of my life. And even when I walked away and I did for 8 years and I did whatever I wanted to do, she would still pray for me. She came to my wedding. She came to church when I was ordained. She came to every one of our Christmas community dinners. And then when it came time for her to enter glory, I had the honor, as hard as it was, but I had the honor to do her funeral. Because those people who plant seeds in you, they walk with you. We're those people to do that with people. We're those people. From a 16, 17-year-old trouble girl who just needed a job and who just looked through the yellow pages, no idea what seed she was planting. No idea. The way Jesus can transform a life through us just seeing someone planting a seed and him going, go to that person. Because flourishing people leave seeds for generations to come. And it doesn't just mean with our biological families. It doesn't mean that. It's every single one of us here. Every single one of us. So I'll grab the band up if I can. So today we're absolutely honouring mums. So this is not. It's absolutely honouring mums. But it's filled with so many different emotions. So we celebrate mums because you have left seeds and you've planted seeds like we saw. Just little things. Yes, I'm big on people sitting in the sun because I think it's very good for you. But they're little seeds. But I'm cleaning your room. My room always looked like it was robbed. To the point that when we were robbed, mum goes, it looks the same. Like, I was like... That's a true story. But at the end of the day... We plant these seeds into everyone that we meet. So when we come to a day like this, so we have the letter station at the back there. Jess went and got a blender and blended all these seeds and put them together in these little love hearts, and everything looks so beautiful out there the way it was done. Thank you. Thank you for everybody who set up and who did all of this. But there's seeds out there. Paula did the signs. Everything's so beautiful out there. But there's cards out there, not just to write it to your mum. And you don't have to take it home. You can put it in the basket. We're not here to read your letters. But there could be a note of a seed that was planted in your life from someone. It could be a mentor, could be a spiritual mum, could be your mum. It could be anybody, just to write a note of, I remember this person said this to me. And it's always stayed with me. And you can put it in the basket or you can take it home. And then you can grab those seeds in that, those little colours, those little hearts. Grab the seeds and you can plant them. And remember the seeds that were planted in your life of why you're here. Why you know Jesus. Why you're here. And you can plant those seeds. And those seeds take time. If they don't grow, that's not on you. But you can plant them. We all get to play a small part in encouraging, nurturing, praying, caring, making someone feel belong, connecting, making someone feel seen, saying a kind word, showing up. And we all have had somebody along the way, even if it's a glimpse, of speaking a kind word to us, saying something to us, seeing us. And if you can't think about who that person is, be that person. Be that person. So that seed that you plant turns into one of those flourished flowers. And don't actually think that sometimes we, because I saw this lady got to see my life. But sometimes we plant seeds in people's lives and we don't ever get to see. There's people that come to youth groups, even kids that come to youth groups, and they go, you don't actually know what you plant in those youths. You don't know what you plant when you talk to somebody at a checkout. You don't know what you plant when you just say a small word to someone. You don't know the seed that you plant. Be mindful of everybody that you meet. Everybody that God places in before you is somebody you can share your story with, or you're planting a seed for their life in. So when everyone's standing, and even praying, like that number of 2.5 billion people, like that should convict us in our hearts that that many people do not have access to the gospel. So let's pray for them. Not all of us can go fly across overseas to the majority of those places, but we get to pray for them. They're seeds. We get to pray for people. They're seeds. If you don't know how to go to somebody, pray for them. Don't ever give up praying. When Hezekiah said, well, his mum, Abijah, I think I don't know how you say her name, but let's say Abby, she was a praying mum and she's praying for him. Not knowing this man was going to change the trajectory of that whole nation and what he was going to do. Don't stop praying. So thank you, Father, while everybody's eyes are closed, Lord. We just thank you, Lord, for who you are, God. Thank you, Lord, that you are planting seeds, God, continuously of purpose, of identity, of your grace, of who you are, Lord. May you reveal yourself more and more and more to us, Jesus. I just want to ask if somebody here or people here don't know Jesus as their Lord and Savior, and this morning you say, I want to know Jesus as my Lord and Savior and make him Lord of my heart, and I've never made that decision, or I've once made that decision and I've walked away from that, but I want to make that decision this morning. Just raise your hand and we'll pray with you. If that's you this morning, and you say, I want Jesus to be my Lord and Savior, and I want to walk with Him, and I want to know those seeds that He plants in me and says that He gives me identity because of who He is in my life. If that's you this morning, just raise your hand until I see it. I see those hands. Yeah. Amen. Anyone else this morning, you've never given your heart to the Lord, or you've walked away and you say, this morning I want to make a fresh commitment to Jesus and walk with Him as my Lord and Savior. All right, let's pray together. Thank you, Jesus. We all pray together. Yep. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for coming into my life. Thank you for the forgiveness of my sins. I believe in you, Jesus. I believe that you died and rose again for the forgiveness of my sins. May you live inside my heart. Guide me every day, and that I can live eternity with you. May you be my Lord and my Savior for the rest of my days. Amen. Let's just give a hand to those people who raised their hands. We just thank you, Lord, that every single one of us here today, Lord, will be seed planters. Everywhere we go, Lord, that we will plant seeds of hope. We will be hope bearers, Father, that will plant seeds of your hope, of your peace, of who you are, your glory. That people will know who they are, Father. Use us as your vessels, God. Teach us, Lord, what to say, what to do, where to go, and guide us, God. Everyone we meet, Lord, that we will know how to plant these seeds, Father, and how to see you in everything. May you reveal yourself to us more and more and more, God. May you bless everyone here this morning, Father. Bless our mothers, bless our spiritual mothers, bless the people who are grieving, bless the people who are feeling this day, Father. We thank you, Lord. You say you're closest to the brokenhearted, Father. And we believe that, Lord. So we thank you that you're so close, God. We thank you, Lord, that if anyone needs to reach out and talk to you, God, in these moments, Father, may they do that. May you reveal yourself to them, Father. I thank you that people feel your embrace today, Father. In your mighty name, we give you all the glory and we praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. If you do want prayer this morning, because something along those lines you feel in your heart, just come to the front and we'll pray with you. You can also grab more food as well.